This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A small nonprofit organization with roots in Galesburg believes that changing lives can be as simple as helping someone open a bank account. Tri-State's Public Radio's Miranda Corbett has the story.
Daniel Beers first traveled to Haiti following the 2010 earthquake that devastated the country. The assistant professor of political science at Knox College did so to study how humanitarian organizations responded to the devastation. It's estimated that more than 100,000 people died as a result of the earthquake, and nearly 1 million more were displaced, accounting for about one-third of the country's total population. Beers says he wants people to understand and see the Haiti he witnessed, not the Haiti people saw after the earthquake.
And I think that's desperately needed, because our view of what Haiti is, or like who Haitians are, is just so stunted, you know, and like so one-dimensional, and I think in my experience really inaccurate.
Beers developed a connection to Haiti, so much so that he and his wife, Kimber, return a couple times each year. He says their experiences even caused them to consider how foreign aid is distributed within the country and whether it should be changed. Specifically, Beers says he noticed more microcredit organizations responding to the crisis. Microcredit organizations offer small loans to participants, who often use the money to start a small business. What Beers saw led him and his wife to found Resources to Resources about 2 years ago.
What we're doing is, I think, turning the microcredit model on its head by saying, instead of borrowing, let's save together, and you can get that same outcome and that same investment opportunity without the risk.
Participants in the nonprofit organization, also known as R2R, receive access to a mobile bank account where they can save a few dollars each month. That amount is matched by R2R. Beer says it eliminates the fear of not being able to repay a loan. Beer says the ability to save a little money is significant in Haiti, considering its status as one of the poorest countries in the world with many residents living in absolute poverty. Beer says R2R is having a positive result, even though the pilot program launched just 1 year ago. 12 of the first 22 participants graduated within the program's first 6 months. They have saved enough to pay for school or to fund entrepreneurial endeavors, such as buying stock for a small pharmacy. Rohil Khan says community involvement is key to the program's success.
Since our entire philosophy is not to have a patriarchal model, to implement a patriarchal model on the people that we're trying to partner with, we felt that it was appropriate to sit down with them, have conversations, get ideas, and then finalize a plan.
Khan was one of two Knox College students who helped Beers and his wife establish R2R. Khan remains involved even after graduation by serving on its board of directors. He says he became interested in microfinancing in high school. He worked on projects in both Bangladesh and his home country of Pakistan before being approached by Beers about R2R. Khan says he's invested in seeing if the micro savings model will succeed in Haiti, so he could possibly bring it home to Pakistan one day.
Compared to what it was last year, the organization's a lot more mature. So yeah, it feels like you're almost growing up, you're maturing with the organization.
As the organization matures in Haiti, it's also maturing back in Galesburg. A group of Knox College students formed its own R2R organization on campus. They cite Beers' passion for the cause as inspiring them to get involved. The group hosts various fundraisers and donates the money to its namesake. Sumitra Thora is one of the executive members of the club. Thora appreciates that students have been trusted with determining how R2R functions in Haiti.
This is real. This is not a proposal for a class that you write. This is something that is affecting someone's life somewhere. So every action, every step that you take, it has a big impact on someone's life.
The club members and Beers hope to start other chapters around the country, and Beers will have an opportunity to do that. He's starting a new job at James Madison University in Virginia this fall. Members of the Knox College chapter say they will miss Beers' guidance and enthusiasm, but Beers doesn't believe his departure will hinder the club. He says that his new position will allow him to further pursue research on international aid organizations, including his own. But he's careful when comparing R2R with other groups.
I don't even really like the word charity, because that's not how I see it. I see it more as like partnership and cooperation for a common cause.
Beers says his goal is for R2R to be a truly collaborative effort between the organization, the Haitian community, and the future students and professors involved in it moving forward. He says the success so far goes to show that a small amount of change can make a big difference, both at home and abroad. I'm Miranda Corbett, Tri-State's Public Radio News.